Andrew's Daily Five.
I've got a big old problem. I've got a big old problem. I've got a big old problem. Shapeshifters all around.
I'm Andrew. Join Lydia and me as we talk through all of They Might Be Giants' major releases, focusing on what we think are their most underrated songs. We can't be silent because they might be giants. Okay, here we are with episode 7. We are we got 8 episodes planned, so this is our second to last episode. Lydia, thanks so much for doing this. This has been a blast, kind of exploring some of these underrated tracks. And Lydia's going to start us off for the episode by picking our intro song and our outro song. So what have you got for that?
All right, I think for the intro song, I'm going to pick Shapeshifters, and for the outro song, I'm going to pick Icky.
Okay, nice. Those are great tracks. So Shapeshifters would be from what album is that from?
Phone Power.
That's right. Yeah. So we're gonna get to that one first. We're gonna talk about Nanobots. So that's what Icky is off of. Looks like you have the first pick. So Nanobots was a 2013 album. This is a fun album because it had a lot of really, really short tracks, kind of a la Fingertips, but they were a little bit more interspersed between the different songs, and I liked this album pretty much immediately. It's really been a favorite. So tell us a little bit about maybe your love for Nanobots and what song you would like to pick from Nanobots.
Oh yeah, Nanobots is definitely one of the most interesting TMBG albums from an instrumentation standpoint because it's very heavy on the woodwinds and on the saxophone, and it has a lot of songs with very elaborate arrangements of those as well. It has a very distinct texture compared to a lot of their other later work, which sometimes goes for just more of like a pop rock kind of sound. Nanobots get kind of baroque and haunted sounding at times. And so speaking of haunted sounding, I am going with Replicant.
Nice.
Which is a very fascinating and strange sci-fi lullaby that basically has some the narrator singing to a replicant who I assume would be like the humanoid robots from Blade Runner, and it's almost set up like the classic nursery rhyme pussycat, where have you been? They're basically asking like the replicant, like, where have you been, what have you been up to, hey, wait, did you do something wrong, like that kind of thing. And so you have like John Linnell singing in his deeper vocal register. I love when he does that. And then some very interesting jazz inspired sounds with like lots of vibraphone and just lots of an air of mystery. And it's just every time I listen, it's not only very soothing and satisfying to the ear, but I'm also always picking up new details as well, because I just love how this song is arranged.
Very good. Here's Replicant.
Replicant, replicant, where have you been? Replicant, what is that stuff in your hair? Replicant, why do you lie on the ground? Shoveling handfuls of dirt on yourself. You got his eyes, same exact smile. All that he has, all this will be yours. Replicant, someone is waiting outside. He says you did something wrong to his friend. look at me when I'm talking to you. What have you got there behind your back? You got his eyes, same exact smile. All that he has, all this will be yours.
I gotta admit, this is probably one of my all-time favorite TMBG songs, at least like created over the past 10 years. I just love that like loud, buzzy opening sound and the little gentle do-do-do-do vocals from John Linnell. And then you have that like those like funny robot beep noises. So it almost sounds like John Linnell is singing a duet with the robot. It's just it's just brilliant. It's just magical. I love it.
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's got a great vibe. I love kind of how it transitions into one of my favorite tracks on the album, Darlings of Lumberland. Those two really, really work well together.
Yes.
Like you said, very sort of haunted feeling. For my pick, I'm going to go a little earlier in the album. I'm going to stick with a Flansburgh song. Well, you did a Linnell song. I'm going to do a Flansburgh song. And that's Sometimes a Lonely Way. This song is just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, nice.
I think it's probably one of Flansburgh's prettiest songs. He said of this song, "For me, it was interesting to write something that was kind of that down. It wasn't intentional. I was trying to figure out how to do something that was just simple. And I think that combination of a really unadorned arrangement and a very direct kind of sentiment added up to something that seemed much more intense than I was intending." This one is ranked 439 on the wiki. The lyric I like from this one: "Not everyone you've abandoned is still standing by. Not everyone who is lost is wondering why. Here's Sometimes a Lonely Way."
Not everyone you've abandoned is still standing by. Not everyone who is lost is wondering why. Sometimes a lonely way, taking your name down from the jumbotron. Find a new place to stay, a new home for the trumpeter swan. We can see it now, the scratches on the back of the door. We can see it now, no mistaking what you're better for. Sometimes a rehearsals for third place forevermore.
This has got to be some of their most meaningful lyrics. There's some really great exploration of loneliness here, and I'm definitely a really big fan of that kind of like mallet percussion, and there's even some little accordion that sneaks in at one point, so that's cool.
Definitely. All right, we're on to Glean. This is 2015. I get the first pick on this one. I think I'm going to go with I Can Help the Next in Line.
Nice.
This is one of those songs that I just cannot stop myself from singing whenever I'm in line at a store. It's incredibly catchy.
Topical.
And Linnell is just very charming on this one. I like when he sings, "If you would walk this way, we'll settle this now." Let's take a listen. Here's I Can Help the Next in Line.
I can help the next in line. Have you been with us before? I can help the next in line. I don't think I like your tone. I can help can help the next in line. If you would walk this way, we'll settle this now.
Great anthem for all of those hard-pressed customer service workers out there.
And some great, like, guitar effects. Like, there's some great wah-wah there.
Yeah.
Just some really, really cool musical stuff going on as well. So, really, I've always liked that one.
All right. So, my pick is All the Lazy Boyfriends. And I'll admit, this is a song that I actually, like, disliked or didn't care much about at first. And it was kind of just the kind of... It was the kind of synth-poppy sounds that kind of turned... me off a bit. I have nothing against pop music or really any music genre, but just something about this particular song just made me think of like generic like YouTube video background music or something.
Yeah.
But then one day it actually clicked for me and I was like, no, wait, this song is brilliant. This song is just, it's just Flansburgh trying to go for a different sound, and he pulls it off, and he pulls it off well, and kind of goes for a really like pointed and catchy synth melody. But there's just some really lovely lyrics in here about boyfriends like trying to become more supportive of the people they love and trying to do more chores and such. It's a very wholesome song, but there's also just a really catchy melody here, or refrain or whatever, begin again, and it just clicked in my head like just how awesomely catchy that is. And there's just some really clever lyricism from Flans, honestly some of my favorite of his. Lots of talk about, let's see, put your hands in your pockets, spaced out and sleepless, put yourself on the docket, get ready to go, got a brand new day planner still snug in the wrapper, and the weekly to-do list is white as the snow. I really like this song from a lyrical standpoint.
All right, let's take a listen.
Get ready to go. Got a brand new day planner, still snug in the wrapper, and the weekly to-do list as white as the snow. So who's good for nothing? After you've run through your personal time, you still got some whiteout, enough to erase all the previous line. Did you say I? You
Oh man, that chorus lead in. That chorus lead in, man. I love the chorus
lead in.
It's a really well structured song in terms of verses, chorus, bridge, all of that. It's such a great track.
I love it. Yeah, it's a great, great song.
I'm glad I came around to appreciating it.
All right, last for the day is Phone Power. This is 2016. I think you're up first.
Yeah. So Phone Power has come around to being one of my favorite John Linnell albums because he has a lot of just really great power pop tracks on this one and a lot of songs with themes of existentialism and losing your mind and such. And one of my favorites of these is I Am Alone. And this is a study of loneliness as presented by a man who is intently staring into his bathroom mirror, this is not even the first song that John Linnell has written about staring into a bathroom mirror. he did it before Till My Head Falls Off.
Right.
But there's some interesting, like, secret agent kind of imagery here of, before you fire, I should inform you, one of us is a double. I took the trouble to swap ties. Somebody taps you on your shoulder. You don't know who is your friend. And then I also love the lyric, the fox has been outfoxed again. So I guess it's like a story of perhaps a man being like figuratively chased in his head, or I guess not really knowing if he's alone or not. And so just really sophisticated and clever take on that. But I also want to highlight the instrumentation in this song. There's some really great keyboard melody and counter melody here that's really pleasing to my ears as well. The lyrics and the instrumentation are both firing on all stops here in a way that I really like. It's one of those songs where I can tell that John spent a lot of time planning it out. It seems very intentionally crafted.
All right, let's listen for those things in I Am Alone.
Thank you for going back in time and thwarting my assassin. And while we're laughing about it, I know you didn't really do that. This was a test and you failed. Before you fire, I should inform you, one of us is a double. I took the trouble to swap ties. Somebody taps you on the shoulder. You don't know who is your friend. Let's all just take a deep breath and slowly lower our weapons to the floor. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. Everyone take off your disguises. I see you and your brother dressed as each other this time. So now it appears the double crossers have been too clever by half. The fox has been outfoxed again. The row of smug expressions all arrayed around are wiped away. So let's all just take a deep breath and slowly lower our weapons to the floor. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. I am alone in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door. I'm by myself in the three-part folding mirror on the bathroom door.
So good. It's just, it's brilliant the way he crafts that story, and you don't quite know what you're hearing even halfway through it, and then he just kind of keeps twisting and twisting, and it's a great melody. You're right, the melody is fantastic, the instrumentation, all that, but the highlight for me is the lyrics. It's a great one. All right, I'm gonna stick with a song that starts with an I, and that's Impossibly New This is a little later on in the album. They actually share vocals on this one, so they're both singing. And it was actually a Flansburgh song, so Linnell said, and I quote, yeah, that's a beautiful song. I was really flattered when Flansburgh asked me to sing it because it's entirely his song. That one is probably my favorite new song. So that's pretty cool that he thought so highly of it. It's ranked 441 on the wiki, so I think it's much better than that. The lyric I really like from this song, as we gather around the campfire telling tales of local vampires, don't get scared of the shadows over there. And then I also like when they sing, the only smokestack coming back is me for you with love that's impossibly new. Let's take a listen.
Song has both Johns singing together, which just yes. I wish they'd do that more often.
Yeah.
And I kind of honestly enjoy how Linnell kind of is just singing in a more like subdued, like stable way, while Flansburgh is kind of like all whiny and screechy. It's kind of imbalanced and messy, but like in like a good way, like in a really wholesome, off kilter kind of way. And I love that. I also love the lyric "run through the sodium pentothal." Like that's the kind of lyric that only They Might Be Giants would come up with.
Yeah, this is a good one. I wish they harmonized a lot more than they do now, but it's nice when you get it. This one is also a lot of fun on that live at Williamsburg show that they did.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the highlight of that show for me. So, good, good. All right, we got one episode left, so come back next time to hear some more underrated tracks as we walk our way through their discography. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Everybody's saying, who's that icky guy? I'd like to get to know him. I want to be his best, but no, I do. We can't both be his best bud. Coming over to your house and isn't